a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, welcome back. It's 97.5 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network. Hey, by way of announcement, Jazz Pistons tonight. Here at Vivint Smart Home Arena. And, boy, I tell you, there's not a game now on the schedule, Scott, that you look at and you go, oh, yeah, they should win that one. I mean, I guess you should still say they should win. We used to say they will win that one against the Rockets. They will win that game against the Pistons.
The reality with the NBA is you know, teams just go on runs. You know, it's streaks, it's runs, it's
yeah. But these are teams that are losing streaks usually. The Pistons, well,
everyone,
Rockets,
everyone.
No, they
goes
don't.
That.
That's a thing.
And the Jazz are a team that historically has done that the whole time. Quinn Snyder, Donovan Mitchell. They'll get on a run here in the second half of the season. It may be after the All-Star break.
All right. That's your calm it down, Keery tone.
Well, no, it's
I
just,
like it.
Just the reality of the NBA.
I hope so.
It's one I don't think you can get caught up in the minute to minute. You know, this team looks terrible today because it changes tomorrow. I think it's really one of those situations where every game it's own entity and every there's a lot of pieces that you know aren't
well.
Necessarily...
So the Pacers have just beaten the Lakers and the Warriors now this
right.
week.
Yeah,
and I'm reading this article and it's just like we're playing as a team now. We've really gelled. We've become something, you know, different and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, you're the Pacers still, though. Come on. So maybe –
Well, the Pacers have been
a
decent team.
Yeah, of course. But from minute to minute, like the overreaction was what I'm saying. We do that.
Oh, yeah.
We overreact like crazy in that moment. It's just been a while since we've been able to really have a great –
Just remember last year when the Jazz, they said, hey, the Jazz have the easiest second half schedule in the NBA. Like that's and they already had the best record and you were like, oh well they're just waltz based on how these teams
right.
have been playing, and then they went and played and it was actually a pretty hard schedule. Teams like Miami, they didn't think were very good. They actually ended up being
the
better.
Suns who had the worst,
Wizards
you know, like
were,
one of the worst
the
records
Suns
the year
got
before.
A whole lot better. Yeah. I mean it was you know
yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
things change.
All right. Of all the quarterbacks that are left still.
They all stink.
In these playoffs, these NFL divisional playoffs. Let's throw out the two prior Super Bowl champions, Super Bowl MVP quarterbacks. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers out. Who's left right now that you would want to be your quarterback in the playoffs? Right now, of that list. Jimmy G, Matt Stafford, Ryan Tannehill. Who else we got? Josh Allen, Joe Burrow.
Of all the of just
of
those
all
guys
those
right
quarterbacks
there,
of that list of
won,
guys
who have not won the Super
who
Bowl.
Who have not won the Super Bowl, the one right now that you would say you can't take Tom Brady and you can't take Aaron Rodgers, who's the guy that's gonna lead you to the promised land?
I'm gonna take Josh Allen.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna take Josh Allen.
And I'll tell you why, because Josh Allen has no like skeletons in the closet. He hasn't been jaded or jilted or...
We haven't labeled him as something maybe that he isn't either.
Well,
Matt Stafford was a pretty good quarterback on a loser team.
I think Matthew Stafford probably is the most talented.
Right, yeah.
So if you look, you know, in my head, I'm like, well, Matthew Stafford's very talented. I mean, that guy can throw the heck out of the football. But he's just, you know, thrown for umpteen bazillion yards in his career. But he's never won.
And, why does Ryan Tannehill not get that? Why does Ryan Tannehill not? I mean, on that list, that's because, a guy who's been pretty consistently good. That everyone just kind of goes, yeah, but you're not a very good quarterback. You've got Derrick Henry.
I think Ryan Tannehill has actually exceeded people's expectations. And I think he's been the benefit. In some ways, it was a little bit like Russell Wilson, where Russell Wilson was, you know, and game manager's not the word, but it's even like Troy Aikman. When you have a really good defense, you have a really good running game, you're not called on to say, okay, I'm going to throw the ball. A lot of everything goes through the running game. So you're going to get play action. You're not going to get as many throws in a game. You're going to be in shorter games. And that's what Russell Wilson was, but it works. I mean, this type of structure with a team and how they've designed these teams, they win championships, and they still win championships in the NFL. And he, so he's in a really good situation, but in the clutch, when he's had to make some throws, he's done it. And you think of Troy Aikman when he was playing in his career, you know, he wasn't the feature of that team. I mean, it was Emmitt Smith, and it was that big offensive line. Same thing with Russell Wilson, but there may come a point down the road where Ryan Tannehill, maybe he becomes more of a pat. You know, who knows how that changes? Because you're starting to see the wear and tear of a guy like Derrick Henry. That, you know, he's not going to last forever being this beast mode type of runner.
Who do you think ceiling is highest in this playoff of those quarterbacks? Do you think
Joe Burrow's got a high ceiling only because he's a little bit younger than Josh Allen, but Josh Allen can throw the heck out of the football.
You like his mechanics. You like the way he plays.
Well, I like how he's developed. He's this talent. He was a really raw talent. And I remember when he first got in the league. I mean, people were like, oh, this
when
is...
When he was at Wyoming, I think we all looked at him.
This is a disaster.
Yeah, you've thrown for a lot of yards in the Mountain West, and you're big. You've got a big body, and yeah, you've got a strong arm, but there was just no way, based on what I saw from him at Wyoming, that I ever thought that he would be in the
but
spot.
But Wyoming is a great example. I mean, because you think of Wyoming as kind of wide open and a different set of rules and kind of gunslinger.
We certainly weren't going to get very good talent.
We don't really care about the rest of the world. It's like Buffalo. You know, Buffalo's kind of... forgotten,
Buffalo's the
disrespected.
Wyoming of the,
yes,
of,
completely.
The, of the NFL.
And so his personality fits in great there. They've really embraced him, and he's really embraced this just kind of, I'm just going to let it fly mentality, and I'm not going to worry about what people think. I'm just going to go play to win. And that's what I'm saying. This guy doesn't have the baggage that Matthew Stafford has. And you get into the playoffs, and the pressure is, you know, if you lose, you're done. And a guy who just kind of doesn't, you know, he doesn't care, and he just goes for it. You rather have that kind of player than one that goes, oh man, I don't want to lose another one because I don't want to have to hear about this for the next year about how I can't win a big game in the playoffs. I want to take a guy with like no memory, no past, no nothing over someone that, you know, could have those ghosts come back and haunt
Who's
you.
Who's the worst quarterback still left on that list then? Is it just Jimmy G by default?
I don't know that it's default. I mean, Joe Burrow, we don't know where he'll ultimately end up. But so far, this guy...
We could see him throw for 400 yards.
When you're the number one pick
in
the draft and you win a playoff game for your team in your second year and you have your team playing pretty... People go, that was a success. This guy... I mean, it just happens. You know, Josh Allen is a guy that they really like. I mean, he's kind of on a contract extension. When they extend your contract, they kind of like you. Ryan Tannehill, maybe it's, you know, between him and Matthew Stafford. I mean, Matthew Stafford's legacy in the NFL will be of a great quarterback. He's been a really, really good.
He's a Hall of Fame guy.
A very productive quarterback in the NFL. Jimmy G is, it's hard. It's hard to go behind Tom Brady, and when they take you to San Francisco, they expect you to be the next Tom Brady. And so there's a lot of expectation, a lot of hype to live up to, and if you don't, you know, if you don't live up to that, I mean, this team is back in the hunt in the playoffs again, and he's the quarterback, and you can't discount that. But probably talent wise, he's probably the lowest one on the roster.
I'm looking at this game tonight for the Jazz, by the way, before we get out. I'm seeing all these quarterbacks. Let me before we get I get to that Jazz thought, because I told you I was gonna roll out who was still out. But I think that this is one of those weekends that a guy like Joe Burrow, why not? Why, that's a guy who had, didn't he have a 500-yard passing game this year?
Yes.
He's had multiple 400-yard passing games in his career. I feel like this could be that kind of weekend that he could have a massive game.
This is where a guy that's really mechanically sound actually has an advantage, because you're going to be in the pressure of the playoffs, and if your mechanics are sound, when you're nervous, you're going to be able to be more consistent than someone who's maybe a little erratic.
Jalen Hurts.
Exactly.
Throws the ball everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Yeah. Donovan Mitchell still listed as out, and Hassan Whiteside still listed as out. So wow. Hassan's
– Jazz are screwed tonight.
Yeah. It's over. Scott goes from positive – zero to negative in 2 seconds. So Donovan's out with the concussion.
I'm just telling you, it's easier to be Debbie Downer and to not have an expectation.
It takes a lot more effort to be like somebody who's positive.
Well, no, if you just don't have an expectation, if they lose, then you go, see, I was right. And if they win, you're like, oh, thank goodness. You know, they actually, yeah.
I like it.
I think every fan should be that way.
All right, we'll take the break. Finally, the way real estate should be, full service, full local agents. You will save thousands. It's Homie, a better way to buy or sell. Homie.com is the website. Let's take the break. We've got our What Are the Odds around the corner on a division weekend edition of it. Throw in a Jackson Dart question or two. Why not? Why not? Got a Jazz question in there. Why not? Stay with us. More to go. It's Unrivaled, 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.